Good morning. My name is John Gross with Hydronic Specialties Company, JTG Mirror, Sensible Technologies. I know that's a mouthful. But today we have, it is our honor to have Dan Slater from Fernox. He is the Director of Sales for the Americas. That means North and South America. With that, Dan, please take it away.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming on. I think this will be kind of a fun presentation, and if you have questions, like John says, we can address those at the end. But just to give you a quick background on Fernox, Fernox is a almost 60-year-old company that was started in England by a German chemist. And it's kind of a neat story. He was a POW during World War II, and after the war, they asked him, did he want to go home or did he want to stay in England? And he decided to stay in England, and he started Fernox. And he started with just two products, a cleaner and a protector. And the word Fernox, where the heck does the word Fernox come from? He derived that from ferrous, which is iron, ferrous non-oxidus. That's where the term Fernox came from, which is kind of a funny name, but it's really stuck. And from that little startup that he created in the UK has grown into a worldwide best-in-class company, and I've actually been with the company for 32 years in several capacities. Started in California, actually. I grew up in the Bay Area, so I live in Texas now. But anyways, we want to talk about the Fernox and their products. Okay, let me see if I can get this. It's not letting me. There we go. So there's a lot of different water treatments out there. And we'll talk about what's the difference between Fernox and some of the other ones, but some of the key problems that you guys run into, and sometimes it's on a new system, sometimes it's on an old system, you'll see corrosion, and the other big issue is lime scale. And we've done a tremendous amount of work with the OEM boiler companies over the last 10 or 12 years. And we kind of work with everybody because the problem is, pretty much universal. Every system has some kind of water or glycol solution. So we've got some different ways that we can go about it. We can clean and power flush and use some chemistry, some cleaners. Then we have some protection with chemicals, and we also sell magnetic filters. And then we have a really good system with some test kits that you can go and maintain and be able to make sure the system is up to date. But the big thing is there's a tremendous amount of energy savings when you do this properly, and we'll talk about that farther in. And the other thing that we're always concerned about is environmentally safe, and Fernox falls under all of that. But here's our main line, and you can see the express can, and you can see the pint bottles. And as I was talking earlier, this is our old cans. We've just introduced a new can. That's these cans, these old ones used to do 26 gallons per dose. Our new cans will do 34 gallons, and they will also have a fitting. You see where that threaded fitting, there'll be a female 3/4 inch fitting that will go right on a hose bib, and you pull the trigger and it shoots that chemistry in right away. But our big sellers are the F3 cleaner. The new Express can will also be called F3. F3 and F5 are exactly the same. So if you go to a wholesaler and they say we're out of F5, but we have F3, it's exactly the same. We just wanted everything to be uniform now. So the cleaner will all be called F3 now. But if you see 5 still, there still may be a few cans out in the field that will work exactly the same as the F3. We sell the F1 inhibitor, which is a protector. We also have a boiler silencer. You can see that F2. And where that's used is mainly in colder regions when somebody's boiler has a lot of scale on it. It makes a lot of rattling and hammering. And you can inject that into the system, and it will reduce that sound. A lot of times it's just the scale layer on the surface of the heat exchanger outgassing, just like it would sound when you put a tea kettle, and it starts to boil. It makes that noise. And it's actually very effective to put in a system when it's cold, when you can't do much, and add that there. And it improves the laminar flow of the system and helps it to stay quiet until the springtime when you can descale it. The other product that we have is, which is very unique, and we sell, that's probably our number three big seller, is our F4 leak sealer. And the leak sealer is a liquid. It doesn't have any silicates or anything like that inside of it. So it goes and looks for pinholes and thread weeps, things like that, that will reduce the pressure slowly. And you can shoot that in at the same time you have inhibitor, and it will find that leak and plug that, but it doesn't do anything to the pumps or doesn't do anything to the impellers. It's a chemical reaction. So if you look at that that bank of boilers right there, we're going to talk about this more. This is a great story. That was up in Park City, Utah. And they had five of these 2 million BTU boilers lined up, and they were having all kinds of trouble. There was some water treatment in there, and we checked the pH. It was almost 10 and a half, almost 11. And we'll talk about that further here in a few minutes. But here's some of the problems, and you're going to see pictures of boilers. We're not trying to pick on anybody. I have millions of these. People send me pictures all the time. And the water treatment and corrosion is universal to any boiler. And it can really take away the efficiency. It can make a lot of noise. It'll damage the system, and you'll see a lot of warranty issues. And I know many of you, if you're working out in the field now, you're noticing that the OEMs are really starting to push back on this water treatment. They really want you to, put the right product in the system and make sure that it remains, efficient. But the common denominator in all these systems is that they have water, some type of water. Because water has great thermal properties. It's got relatively low cost, and it's widely available. But some of the other properties that make it harmful are, corrosiveness, limestone deposits, scale. So the whole crux of this presentation is we want to take the water treatment target and make the positive, retain the positive, and eliminate the negative aspects of water. Every system, all mixed metal system, there's no system that I've ever seen that is 100% aluminum or 100% iron. There's always mixed metal. And I know in the Bay Area, where many of you are, you guys have Hetch Hetchy water. It's pretty good. Around Oakland, the water's pretty good. But even with that good water, eventually over time, if you don't have the proper pH or the hardness adjusted and other chemistries there, you're going to get corrosion. All mixed metal systems will corrode eventually. Some much quicker, as you've seen, I'm sure. And some will take longer, but you'll see localized pitting, corrosion, black magnetite, red rust are pretty typical. And some of the things that can cause that corrosion, we won't spend a lot of time, but flux residues, when you sweat copper fittings, you're using a zinc chloride flux, a water-soluble flux. If that stays on the inside, it adds to that water in the system if it's not flushed out and you have an acidic solution there, which is one strike against you before you even get started. Aeration or air getting into the system, we still come across a tremendous amount of non-barrier tubing and things like that where air can get into the system, which really accelerates oxygenation and corrosion. And water quality can be all over the place. Certain supplies are pretty good, and then you go farther down the road and it's very hard or acidic. Many times in Colorado, we see the city water is on the acidic side just from the rainwater. And also soft water too is very good for your domestic side as far as, scale on your shower heads and stuff. But we try to keep sodium out of the systems. So we don't require soft water with the Fernox water treatment. And then you have dissimilar metals also. You see that on the outside of water heaters and things like that, dissimilar metals, electrolytic corrosion, same thing occurs on the inside. And this is not a big deal for us. Steel radiators, crevices, things like that are pretty vulnerable also. But the absence of an inhibitor is no corrosion or no protection can lead to trouble. Here's just some pictures of pumps. Very typical, you'll see the black magnetite. It's that black iron or ferrous material that travels through the system. And if it's bad enough, it actually acts as a sandblaster to the seals and the pumps and impellers, things like that, it can go after systems quite badly. But if you see a red or iron oxide buildup in a pump, that usually red means oxygen. There's oxygen in the system. It's getting in somehow. Black, there's not as much oxygen, but there's still corrosion. But that magnetite sludge can build up in radiators. It can build up in the bottom ends of systems and really disrupt Y strainers, things like that, heat exchangers, along with the scale. This is another picture of that hotel I was talking about in Park City. So we got called in, my Fernox guys, we went in, it was up in the ski areas. It was a hotel with about 150 rooms. They had a big snow melt system and a big hydronic system. But they had five of these 2 million BTU boilers, so 10 million BTUs. And as we walked around, I look at where the water had dripped down on that separator. It looked like acid water. That's like a baked on paint that just was eaten away. And that holding tank over to the right, it was crazy. So I took my water test kit, which we'll talk about, and I tested the water. It was almost very close to 11. And there was a water treatment company that was coming, once every 3 or 4 weeks. And all those 10 million BTU boilers were completely chewed up and rotten. They had to replace all that stuff. But his utility bill in the winter time, we talked to the owner. He said it was between $50,000 to $55,000 a month. Which how'd you like to get that bill every month? So we made a whole presentation to their board of directors and took about 6 or 8 months. But they replaced those 10 million BTUs with 4 500K high efficiency boilers. We flushed out all that debris and we put the Fernox Alpha 11, our glycol that has the F1 in there. About a year later, at that same time of year, he called back, and with that high efficiency boilers and the right water treatment, his bill had dropped down to about $27,000 a month for the same time. So it was a great story and really a good outcome. That's been about 3 or 4 years ago, and the system's still running really well. But this slide right here puts the pH in perspective. So if you look up a tomato on the left, if you look to the left, that's the acidic side. A tomato is about 4.5, and even rainwater is 5.5. Salad dressing is pretty acidic because it's got vinegar, lemons. And if you look over to the right, baking soda is about 9. Hand soap is 10. Usually detergents and soaps will be on the alkaline side. Bleach is about 12, which is really alkaline. But the window that we want to try to stay in is probably about 6.8 up to about 8.4, somewhere in there. You can see that little circle. But typically when we add the Fernox inhibitors, it's in that window about 7 to 8. And the neat thing about the Fernox is that it will raise or lower regular tap water or well water. If it's a little bit acidic or alkaline, it'll raise or lower that pH right to neutral automatically. You don't have to put pH uppers or pH lowers or soda ash or acid. It does it automatically, which is a huge advantage with regular water. So let's talk about some solutions. We want to clean a system out, and then we want to protect it, and then we want to monitor it. So cleaning. Lime scale is a big problem on heat exchangers, tankless water heaters, things like that. And most of the time the water is, if you're above 7 grains of hardness or 120 ppm equals 7 grains of hardness, that's typically what most boiler companies want to stay below 7. You'll get scale buildup on the heat exchanger. Sometimes it'll manifest itself even on your shower heads. If you look on your shower head where you adjust it, sometimes you'll see that white scale there. But we make a product, and it's really a neat product. It's called DS40 System Cleaner. So if you have a boiler that's plugged up or scaled or a tankless water heater, the DS40 comes in a 4-pound bottle, plastic bottle, and ours is a powder. And you add the powder to the water, it dissolves, and it has a pink color indicator to it. And you can see it there in that bucket down below. I bought a 2-gallon electric water heater for under my kitchen sink several years ago. I live on a slab foundation, so it's really tough to put a softener because the piping goes all over the place under the front of my house. So I put that tankless, or it's a 2 gallon tank water heater. But after a few months, my wife said, hey, this thing's not, hardly anything's coming out of this thing. So I took it outside and I took a little 110 pump, and you can see those washing machine hoses, and I just made a loop. And you see the pink fluid there. That's what it looks like when the citric acid is active. And then I flushed it out and I used a strainer, and all that stuff was on that heating element in that 2 gallon, it was an Ariston water heater. You could just take that scale and crush it. It's almost like chalk. Crazy, but it restored that efficiency. And I just do it every 3 or 4 months now. It takes about 45 minutes, typically 45 minutes to an hour to descale a system. But this product is a food grade citric acid. So it's not like muriatic acid. It's a little bit stronger than vinegar. Vinegar kind of smells bad and it's not very strong. This really works well. And it has that color indicator, so it's very neat to be able to tell. If it starts to get light, you just add a little bit more powder. And as long as that's pink, if you have a whole bunch of heat exchangers to do hanging on the wall, you don't have to dump that fluid. As long as it's pink, you're active and it will still work. But it works really well on plate heat exchangers, tankless water heaters, cast iron boilers, and it's also aluminum safe, which is a good feature. Now, if you had an old chewed up boiler that was 60 years old, you'd probably not want to use this on that unless you really looked underneath there and checked it for cracks and things like that. But typically we say if the boiler is not more than 10 years old, you could use this quite easily in 45 minutes to an hour, and it will really open that up. So a typical system has scale and debris. You'd probably do this first. Isolate the boiler and do that loop and flush that out. Get the airways open or the boiler open, and you can then go to the cleaner. This is a machine that we just started selling a couple of years ago. It's called the MK4. We used to sell, and there's quite a few in California, we used to sell the MK3, which was about a 9 gallon tank that had little wheels on it. It looked like a little drum with hoses. But we found that the supply coming out of the UK and the restrictions as far as UL listing, I located another source here. These are made in the United States. And this unit, if some of you have ever worked on geothermal, this looks like a geothermal unit, which it was used for that. But we've customized this now. We have fittings that you can use this on hydronic systems. And it comes on a dolly because this thing weighs about 160 pounds, but it's got a 1.5 horse motor on it. It comes with the hoses. And if you see that red valve there, you can feather the power down on a smaller system, or you can open it up wide open. And at wide open, it'll give you 40 gallons at 40 GPM flow. This will give you 100 feet of head pressure. So very effective for geo loops, for light commercial. You can feather down for houses, but you fill up that white tank in the front, and it's got a bag, 100 micron bag that hangs down, catches debris. And you can circulate this around, and so you're not putting air in the system. What's this? What? Get off of there. And very effective. If you look down at the bottom on the right, on the picture on the left, you can also dose a system with glycol with this. You hook up a small hose to the drum, and this will actually pull glycol out of a drum and dose it into a system also. Very good results with these. Many service companies, especially Colorado, Minnesota, Wyoming, places like that, Utah, have bought these, and there's a great opportunity to go. So many systems have debris and stuff in there. You can flush that stuff out and get the proper water treatment in. And here's this is some pictures of one of the contractors up in Colorado. I think this was up in Vail. The house had a great big cast iron boiler that was just full of black debris. If you look at the picture down on the left-hand side, you see that power flushing black magnet. We sell those also. That if you have a system that has a lot of iron, that magnet, you can see the little bumps on it just to the right of that is about 16, 18 inches high. You can put that in a loop and it will pull debris. But that was after about 45 minutes of circulating the fluid through the system, the cleaner. Look at all that magnetite that was getting on that magnet. Isn't that crazy? You can see it in the bucket. But But that's what was going through this system, and just taking away the efficiency and chewing up everything. It was crazy. And here's a little trick that we've learned after doing some tests. If you look over to the right, you see that little laser thermometer. I got that one at Harbor Freight, but there's other fancy ones. But a lot of you guys may use analyzers also. But you can take that laser and shine that on the boiler's stack or the exhaust on the boiler while that system is hot and running, if it has a lot of debris in it. Shine that and measure that temperature of that exhaust, the stack on the boiler, while it's dirty, and write that number down. And then after you go through a procedure where you flush all that debris out and get all that stuff out of there and treat it, when it's up running again, measure that temperature again on the stack. It's amazing. You'll see significant drop in that temperature of that stack. And what that's telling us is that all that energy was hitting that dirty debris, that magnetite and sludge and scale, and it just bounces off and goes right up into the atmosphere. And once that water's clean and in the right balance, you get much better heat transfer, and extrapolates out to some really good energy savings. We see it all the time. In fact, Fernox has been certified by the Carbon Trust in Europe. We sent data to them, and they agreed and certified Fernox. That they say if you take a dirty system and clean and treat it and get all that debris out of there, they certify that you should see at least 15% energy savings on that system every time it heats up. And that's pretty conservative. I've actually seen it better. The guy in Utah with that new boiler system and the right fluid saw even better than that. So it's a good story. But you can see over to the right all that debris and particles that were going through the bag with the cleaner, and then that's what it looked like after it was flushed out. So our cleaner is called F3, and it's just a detergent. There's no nitrates or there's no acid or anything. Once you introduce that F3 into the system, probably the minimum time that you want to run that is probably 1 to 2 hours if it's a brand new system just starting up to clean the flux and the oils and things out of the system. But if you have a dirty system, that particular F3 cleaner can stay in the system for up to 2 weeks if you want and let the system run normally. After about 2 weeks, it loses its ability to suspend and hold the debris in suspension. It's like a sponge. But you don't have to have super high flow rates. You don't have to have high pressure. Just a way to circulate that around. If you don't have a flushing machine, you just let that circulate around, and then you introduce fresh water on the incoming, and you open the drain and just keep pushing water through there until the water runs clear. And what you want to do when you think you have all the cleaner out is measure the pH of the water that you're flushing it with from the house or the job. Let's say, for instance, the pH is 7. You want to make sure when that water is clear and going down the drain after it's clear, you want to make sure that it's close to 7 so you know all the cleaner is out. Typically, the cleaner will run a little bit on the alkaline side, about 9.5 or so while it's in the system. And it does have a slight amount of inhibitor in there also while you're cleaning. So this will remove magnetite. It'll take loose particles of lime scale, but it will not scale a system. That's what the DS40 is for. Oops. Compatible with all metals. All the Fernox cleaner and other items are all non-foaming also, which is really nice. The neat thing about this F3 cleaner, it doesn't have any phosphates, nitrates. It can go down the drain. A lot of guys will just put it out on the dirt, or it could even go on grass as long as the water is not hot so you don't burn the grass, but it's just like detergent. It can even go in a septic system, for that matter. It's okay for a septic. And it's available in the Express can, which the new cans will treat 34 gallons. I still have the old numbers here. We sell a 2.6-gallon jug. That little blue guy on the right is 2.5 gallons. That's enough to treat 500 gallons. And we also sell drums for commercial guys. That's enough to treat 10,000 gallons. And we have a calculator that I think John has. If not, I can give it to him again. If you have a system, say 322 gallons, you type that number in, and it tells you exactly how many ounces or cups or gallons to use in the system. And a good advantage about the Fernox is that you cannot overdose. Many times it's very hard to tell how big a system is. So if you use our calculator, just go over about 10% and you should be safe with that. It won't hurt a thing. So that's the cleaning. Once we get it clean, we need to stop and protect this system from corrosion. And once you clean a system, if you have F1 or our glycol is called Alpha 11, it protects three different ways: cathode, anodic, and organic. And that just is different ways that corrosion can cause problems. If you go on YouTube, there's many videos and stuff of how the Fernox works, and John has some stuff that he's going to put on his website also. But if you've been to some of the wholesalers around your area, you'll see those jars that will have some parts. One, this is at H2O, and then the Fernox jar. This is a video that we made over 7 days that shows how fast a system can corrode if it's untreated. But you can take the Fernox challenge and do that yourself. Just take a couple of jars, you know, a cup jar, and put a black nipple in each one, a copper elbow, and maybe a couple nails, and put a teaspoon of Fernox F1 in one jar and just put the other jar of regular water and seal those up. Within a couple of days, you'll notice. I think John has some that are probably 8 or 10 years old now that we've done a long time ago. He probably still has those. You'll see them at the wholesaler sometimes. So here's what we protect with. It's called the F1. And what this will do, as we spoke earlier, this will raise or lower the pH from neutral with regular tap water. The reason we don't want soft water in the system is that it adds sodium. We don't need it. The Fernox will make the water soft without sodium. It has buffering agents that will take, I've seen in Colorado, 60, 80 grains of hardness, and it takes it right down to less than 4 or 5 grains. Now, the hardness is still there, but it just takes away its ability. It inhibits that, so it won't play it out on the heat exchanger. And many people ask about TDS, total dissolved solids. What if my TDS is very high? Well, if it's very high and you don't have a treatment, then you will have problems because you're going to have issues with those minerals. But if you have the Fernox in there, and we do it all the time in Utah where they have very high mineral content, TDS, total dissolved solids in Utah, and it keeps it in suspension so it will not cause problems. This F1 is non-toxic. There's no phosphates, nitrates, anything like that in that. It's a molybdate formula is one of the basic ingredients. It also has copper inhibitors, and it's very, very effective with aluminum. Believe it or not, in Europe, over 50% of the heat exchangers and boilers are made out of aluminum. And I know in the United States, when I teach these classes, I say aluminum, and contractors, oh boy, I've gotten killed with aluminum. But that's because they use the potassium, sodium, or phosphate-based inhibitor. It doesn't have the ability to control that pH. Even when the F1 is in a system, if you have an autofill, even if it injects some water that's above or below the pH spectrum, it will adjust that and bring it back to a point. If it keeps injecting a lot of water, it'll dilute the F1, of course, but you just make sure the water in those tanks is treated also, and you won't have any problem. F1 also, and I don't know if there's a lot of geothermal in California, but it is compatible with methanol also for the geo systems. They can do that. Most of the geo companies that we work with now, Water Furnace and Enertech and Climate Master, all recommend our Alpha 11 glycol, and they run 25% glycol and 75% regular water, and it balances out and protects it. They actually extend the warranty when they have the Fernox in there now. It's required. We also launched a product last year. It's called F1 filter fluid. And what this is many times you'll have a commercial application or an apartment, or you'll be in a very cold zone or area where you cannot shut down the system and you have a lot of debris. This doesn't require flushing. It's almost like a cleaner and the F1 protector all built into one. When you add this to the system, you have to have a filter on there, like a Omega filter or TF1 filter, because it stirs the water up and the magnetic filter and dust catcher will catch the debris and filter that out. But this will do the same thing as the F1. It'll raise or lower the pH and stop corrosion from occurring. It'll bring it right to neutral. And then it makes the water turbid so the magnetic filter can grab that debris and eventually clean it up. We've used a lot of this in Alaska. There's a lot of air bases and stuff that are turned into towns and schools and everything. They have big biomass boiler systems. And if they don't have the right treatment, they have a lot of debris. We did a 7,000 or 8,000 gallon system up outside of Anchorage, and it's run great. They were able to keep the system running and get that debris out of there. It's been 3 or 4 years now. But this will also reduce the hardness levels also. Very useful if you can't shut a system down, apartment houses, commercial places, things like that. So this just shows you the protector and the filter fluid. But remember how I talked about the F3, how it grabs onto the small particles? The chemistry grabs and circulates it. And even if you flush a system out and it's clear, you say, hey, I just flushed it with water. There's nothing left in there. If you do that, try this test if you want with the cleaner. Flush it all out and then put the cleaner back in there, and the water will turn black or rusty again sometimes. It just finds that particulate and that debris in there. It's amazing how much stuff settles down in the system. Now, a lot of people say, hey, I don't want to put a cleaner in my system. It's going to cause leaks. The cleaner won't cause leaks, but it may help you find some leaks. Many times in an older system, there may be debris laying down in the lower spots or in a spot that is holding off a leak. But once you flush that debris out, you may see some weeps or pinholes, and you could add that F4 leak sealer right in with the inhibitor. And as long as it's not a real big rapid pressure loss, the leak sealer will keep that intact and work great. So this is our alpha-11 glycol. This is made right in the United States, and you'll see it comes in a 5-gallon pail, a 55-gallon drum, and 330-gallon totes also. This is aluminum safe. It's a propylene glycol that has the F1 inhibitor there, and we sell it in 100% mix. It's really about 98% propylene glycol, and 2% of the inhibitor is inside there. But the big advantage of this is you're not paying for water. You can take the water right on the site, right on site in the location. Say you have a 100-gallon system and you want to run 30%. You only need 30 gallons of glycol, and you take 70 gallons of tap water right at the house and fill that up, and you'll get your percentage with your refractometer. Our alpha-11 has a light blue color to it, so you can see it coming around the system, so you can tell when it's coming. You just check your percentage for with the refractometer. But this has the inhibitor built right in, so you don't have to add F1. It's already there, and we'll do the exact same thing as F1. Just keep the pH neutral and the water buffered so it's like soft water. And it's a great product. We've been selling a ton of this stuff. You can see these tanks. That big bottle right there is 5,000 gallons. We've added quite a few more of those because this product's really contractor really like it. It's a little bit more expensive, but you're only paying for glycol. So a lot of times you can see other stuff that looks cheaper, but this we're seeing 10 to 12 year life of this glycol. And all you do is check it once a year and make sure that the on a service call that the percentage is good and the inhibitor is okay. So here's how we monitor. This is how we maintain the system. And I think what we'd like to do, John, is do a class just on testing, and I'll test some water with everybody. We've just launched. We had a bigger test kit that checked for chlorides and copper and iron, but we found that wasn't a real big deal. The big key things that we want to check are pH. We want to check for hardness, and we want to check for the inhibitor. And that you can see the universal test kit. You'll start to see those with John. We'll have those. We had some come in. We just started selling these. I have a whole bunch more that are on the water now coming from Europe. That lets you do 100 pH tests. There's pH strips in there, and that little, you can't see it very well. And it lets you check the inhibitor levels and stuff too. So it's a very good test item to have out in the field. Very simple to use. The second one is a protector test kit. That's also in that universal kit, but this protector test kit is to check the inhibitor level. And that's what you put a drop in there and the solution turns blue. You keep adding drops until it changes to a yellow or an orange color. And with the Furnox system, you want to get to about 13 drops before it changes from blue to yellow, just like testing a spa. If it changes from blue to yellow, say in 8 drops, you're only about 60% dosed in the system. And it doesn't matter if it's a 10-gallon system or 10,000 gallons. It looks for that inhibitor. And that's all you would have to do. If everything's sealed up and hasn't been, you know, changed or anything, that's all you have to do once a year. If we get to that 13 drops, we know the pH in the system will be right on the money in that 7 to 8 window. And we know that the water will be inhibited and softened, so it's not going to give you scale. And we also have a TDS meter down at the bottom set there. And really where we use that is more in the cleaning side of it. We check the TDS when it's, you know, check the water, flushing water TDS, and then what's coming down the drain. You can do it that, so just to see that you're in good shape. But here's the key thing. What's the difference between Furnox and the other ones? Because there's a lot of water treatment stuff out there. We don't use any nitrate or nitrite. They have short and long-term negative effects on blood systems, things like that. They also introduce nitrogen into the system, and nitrogen's great if you want to fertilize your lawn or you want something to grow, but many systems in the summertime, if they have this type of water treatment, when you go back to start up that system again, you're going to find algae, you're going to find growth, you're going to find all kinds of stuff in there, and many times it'll actually break the shaft of the circulator pump. And it's an old-style inhibitor, and a lot of the water treatment companies still use this. They typically want to have their pH up around 10 or 10 and a half. And a lot of the old iron guys used to use that. But now we've found that if we can keep that pH in the neutral zone with the right inhibitor, it makes a huge difference. EDTA, we don't have any of that. That just brings heavy metals into the environment. And phosphates, we don't have any phosphates in our products at all. And that's another thing that will help a lot of algae growth in aquatic environments. If you go to a golf course in the summer or a lake near a housing project, you'll see all the moss and stuff. A lot of that's just from fertilizer and phosphates and nitrates that have washed down into the water and create a lot of algae growth and throw the environmental balance out. So we don't use any of that. So those three things make a huge difference for a very stable system, and it lasts for a long time. So just to sum this up, heating, cooling, geosystems, chillers are all prone to corrosion, and can come from a lot of different factories and really reduce the efficiency of the system. Corrosion increases system operational maintenance costs a lot of energy to heat up all that debris in the system. If we can keep it out, it's a big savings. But new and old systems should be cleaned and pre-commissioned to ensure that they operate at optimum efficiency and meet the OEM boiler warranties also. Power flushing with chemical cleaners is kind of the gold standard. If you can do that, great opportunities out there for a lot of systems need cleaning. And there's companies that just do that by themselves or have a couple dedicated guys, and they could work 7 days a week if they wanted to. It's crazy. But the new and existing systems are so so efficient now. These systems you sell up in the 90-95%, the via passageways are much smaller. They should be inhibited and protected to prevent that lime scale. But the system should be monitored, and that little protector test kit works like a champ. And once you get one of those kits, I do it all the time. You can call me on the phone and have your kit ready with a sample, and I'll do it with you right over the phone. I have a PowerPoint presentation that goes over each step too, which it makes it really easy. But it's a great opportunity to go in and monitor a customer system and say, hey, look, your pH is off, or we see a little bit of debris. we should probably treat this. Sometimes you'll find a glycol system in a colder area that the pH is off slightly, but it's not dirty, or the pH doesn't look spent or burnt or scorched. Many times you can add F1 and rejuvenate that system and get a few more years life out of that. It'll bring the pH and back into spec. But look at this car for a minute. When I first started selling Fernox to John, this was his company car. No, I'm just kidding. Think about this car, this old junker car. I lived in Chicago for a while, and there was a lot of cars like this from all the salt and debris on the roads. But many times you'll inherit a job like this that you're just patching together, putting circulators on, or changing stuff all the time. And the water inside the system is just going after this thing. It's a patchwork job. But this is what you guys are selling, your companies. You're selling a Cadillac service, Cadillac product, and you want that to be backed up, and you want to get longevity, and you don't want to have 50 callbacks on a job, because there goes the profit of your sale. You want to put that system together and protect it. And just think, if you took the glycol and the oil and everything out of this car, or put the wrong stuff in there and started driving, it's not going to go very far, is it? So the Fernox is a great story. It really works, and I know many of you have already tried it. It's really been fun to watch this help the contractors really achieve their goal, and customers can really feel it when you work on their house or their building and see how much heat. Sometimes they'll call you back just to turn the heat down because there's so much heat when a month before it was all plugged up with debris. So thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. I hope that gave you a good idea. There's a tremendous amount of stuff on Fernox on YouTube. Our website has a lot of information. And you can always contact me if you have a water kit or have questions. I talk to customers and contractors every day. My number's right on our website. Okay.
Thank you, Dan. And I'd like to add one more thing, is that if any of you guys have a troubled or questionable projects, you can send us, and we send it to Fernox to get laboratory tested. And they can give you a test report and make recommendations. If you got, like I said, any questionable jobs out there, or to help you with a customer as to why you're doing what you're doing, it's the easy way of doing it is getting a document from Fernox. Anything else, Dan?
No, that's good. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer those. Or if you look on the Fernox website, just click on the American flag, because we sell all over the world, and we sell in about almost every, from South America to China. But click on the American flag, and that'll have a lot of data.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What did you say?
I just unmuted most of you people, so you could say something. I'm recording, actually.